Given its huge population, California holds a lot of national records, and here's one it would just as soon give away. While most states are fighting budget deficits this year, California's is by far the largest. In fact, at nearly $24 billion, it's bigger than all other state deficits put together. And with California's new fiscal year beginning on Monday, legislators in Sacramento, the state capital, are searching for some ways to close the gap, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
It was just 2 years ago that California enjoyed a record surplus, fueled in large part by the dot-com boom in Silicon Valley. Lawmakers and Democratic Governor Gray Davis happily cut unpopular fees for things like vehicle licenses and state parks, and found lots of other places to spend the surplus as well. But then came the dot-com bust and the California electricity crisis, and the Golden State surplus became a record deficit. So yesterday, a group of Democrats in the state assembly, led by Wilma Chan, uttered the dreaded T-word, taxes.
We are going to present a proposal to basically restore a 1991 tax on the high-income bracket.
The proposal, which has already been rejected by the state Senate, would temporarily raise taxes on wealthier Californians. Even so, Assemblymember John Dutra pointed out that the increase would be more than offset by the big tax cut the upper brackets will be getting on their federal taxes under the law championed by President Bush.
That's why we think taking the burden and passing it in this fashion is perhaps a better approach than looking at the VLF, which is a very regressive tax.
The VLF is the vehicle license fee, which California car owners have to pay every year. And raising it, along with cigarette taxes, is how Governor Davis wants to help bridge the budget gap. Davis, who's up for re-election this year, has been loath to raise income taxes. Yet, although Davis and his party don't agree on how to raise new money, they generally agree it's needed. The Republican minority in the state House so far begs to differ. Peter DeMarco, spokesman for Assembly GOP leader Dave Cox, says the Democrats have only themselves to blame for this mess.
After leading California on an unprecedented spending level of enacting new programs, they are now pleading poverty and saying that taxes must be raised to solve a problem they have created. We don't agree with that.
And the GOP can block a budget because although it's greatly outnumbered in both houses, California has the unusual requirement of a two-thirds majority on budget measures. So at least a few Republicans will have to be won over. Gene Ross is president of the California Budget Project, which advocates for low-income Californians. She's afraid without a tax increase, the poor will find their services slashed.
There will be deep spending cuts in programs ranging from education, mental health, health care for working families, support for the aged, blind, and disabled. Really, the whole array of public services that state government helps to finance.
But Larry McCarthy of the California Taxpayers Association feels Californians already pay more than enough in taxes. He'd like to see the legislature root out wasteful spending, but he says it's probably a little late in the process for that right now.
They spend the rest of the year spending the money, looking at new programs and augmentations, and then they wait until virtually the last minute to look at how in the world do we make this balance.
That question will resound through the Capitol probably all weekend as lawmakers try to meet their Monday deadline. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Sacramento.